Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till, that's the Birds bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, president of the Development Specialists Incorporated, DSI.biz. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And Bill is a global businessman and problem solver. He's a very important, very powerful individual in the marketplace, but also in politics. He's a Republican influencer and thought leader. I said Republican.
Oh, I only wished you. That would be my best.
That was a Freudian, wasn't it? No, he's a Democrat, folks. He's as our mutual friend Rich Galen says, he spins to the left. Hey, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. No offense there. We're talking about, folks, I've asked Bill to join us. And from his perspective, from the Democrat perspective, give us his thoughts on some of the recent scandals. And we talked about the Benghazi issue in the previous segment. Now I want to talk about the IRS. Bill, I'm not even going to set you up. I'm just going to say IRS scandal. What do you think? Where do you start?
I start fairly easily. The administration is entirely to blame on this, and there's a singular reason for this. The lady Lois Lerner, who's just been suspended this morning, for many of us in the political world, is known to us. She's not some obscure IRS agency lady. She worked for a long time as an appointed person at the Federal Election Commission, and that's what her role was before this. Right. And everybody who knew her there had a distaste for her.
She's not a career IRS person.
No, she's a career politician. And everybody who knew her at the FEC had a tremendous distaste for her because she was severely pro-regulation. In her days at the FEC, both Democrats and Republicans will tell you, everybody was frustrated with her role there. She was committed to limiting the amount of money in politics. And she made no bones about that, and you shouldn't do that at the FEC. And so they put her over at the IRS in charge of looking at money in politics. Somebody was asleep at the switch here, but the IRS is an organization that neither you nor I have much use for.
Right.
And you take the wrong people and you put them there, and you put them there with a political agenda, and you get what you deserve, and we got it.
And so you're blaming all the IRS stuff on Lois Lerner.
No, I am telling you from an enabling standpoint. I mean, I'm not blaming at all. I think the organization itself needs much more control. We've often talked on your show about who regulates the regulator.
Right.
That these guys aren't, you know, it isn't the question of the reporting line goes from the regulators directly to Archangel Michael. I believe there's some people between, you know. But no, putting somebody who had been known, who does not work out well at the FEC in terms of the audience of people who have to do the FEC, on either side of the aisle, putting her at the IRS essentially in charge of the same program is lunacy.
She wasn't even there the whole time this was going on. What's the other lady's name? Ruth Ingram lady who's now going over to Obamacare. What was her, what's her name? I'm trying to remember.
Lois is the one I know.
Well, but before Lois, there was this other lady that's now gone over to Obamacare. But here's the other thing, Bill. We've got people who can specifically identify being how they were targeted by the IRS.
Yeah.
Now, you think Lois Lerner was at the? There are two things. Two of them. One of them is people who couldn't get their nonprofit approval,
right,
and then people who were targeted and who were the arm was put on them by the IRS because they contributed to conservative and Republican candidates.
Lois is
at the heart of all that?
I think she's a major philosophical. I think the Bush fellow, the Bush appointee, who was the holdover. I mean, none of these people are guiltless, and I will say this is a scandal. The good news is it's not a Democrat or a Republican scandal.
So you think the lid is on this at the IRS, that there's no influence from the Obama administration or campaign caused these people to do anything that they did?
I believe that. I believe that. And nor the Bush campaign and the Bush presidency before that. I think you've got a situation where both administrations stupidly, and I'll use the word stupidly, you know, somehow to say, when they start coming out with this initial rationale that the IRS doesn't report to the White House,
right.
That's wrong. And so the fact of the matter is, everybody's afraid to deal with, you know, Jim, they all see this. So they invade the IRS's bureaucracy, they
right.
start to make changes, and you know what happens. Somebody from the IRS says, the White House is trying to give us instructions, it doesn't play well in the media. Frankly, I'm willing to deal with that a bit if they actually give them good instructions. But leaving these people as gods unto themselves, you know what we get, mm-hmm. and we got it. You know,
so,
I will tell you from her days at the FEC, Lois is no friend of groups on the left who also want to have unfettered access.
Well, apparently, though, those people had their issues go right through without any problem.
Well, why would you ever? No, not all of them. I will tell you that not all of them, and I also will tell you that why would you ever put an ideologue in this position who's got an obvious agenda?
Well, this is an ideologue environment we've got here. You think Obamacare is not an ideologue? You think, but back to here, I will say this as we wrap up this segment. So you, in the previous segment, you basically diverted the Benghazi thing away from the administration. In this case, the IRS case, you're diverting the responsibility away from the administration.
No, I think the administration, both administrations, Bush and,
yeah.
and Obama, are terribly responsible for the mess they created and couldn't control. Both
yeah,
of
yeah,
equally.
Okay. Well, here's the thing now. I have to give you, I'm going to give you credit for being specific about your opinion, because one way or the other, over the next year or so, you know, we'll find this out. It'll be determined. You know, where this thing stopped. I believe that they're going to get to the heart of this. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill what he thinks about the assault on the First Amendment, on the press, and how smart that was. Going to be right back after these messages. Bill Brandt is our guest. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.